USA Radio News.
The U.S. economy added 213,000 jobs in the month of June. The unemployment rate did tick up from 3.8 to 4%. Investment strategist Linda Bell has no complaints about the report.
To me, it was the perfect Goldilocks report. Again, it also means that the Fed is going to continue to be able to be maybe a little more dovish than hawkish. So that supports the markets. I'm just really impressed with the market's reaction to this report because it shows that the fundamentals of the economy here in the U.S. are winning out over trade wars and potential geopolitical concerns.
A man has been arrested and charged with stealing a 16-year-old's Make America Great Again hat at a San Antonio, Texas Whataburger after he was captured in a video that went viral yesterday. The San Antonio Police Department announced late yesterday that Kino Jimenez was arrested at his home without incident. He was charged with felony theft. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
The death of a retired Thai Navy SEAL diver working to rescue a soccer team from a flooded cave in northern Thailand underscores the danger and sense of urgency as more heavy rain is expected this weekend. Bruce Konef is an expert diver. He says all rescue options have to be on the table.
Diving is one of the options, but there are other options that we're looking at. Trying to maybe bring them out from the top through some cracks, or maybe having to drill down in the top of the chamber to take them out that way.
In parts of California, Colorado, and Utah, thousands of residents are under evacuation orders because of aggressive wildfires. Interstate 5 in Northern California is even shut down between Yreka and the border of Oregon. This Colorado resident says he has nothing but respect for all the people out there fighting the fires.
The smoke, the anxiety and the danger, the rocks that they have to climb and go up and down, and it's nonstop appreciation.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump held one of his Make America Great Again rallies yesterday in Great Falls, Montana. The president once again took the opportunity to bring up the NFL.
Hey, how about the NFL? Look, I don't want to cause controversy. You're right, USA is right. I don't want to cause controversy, but how about they passed this stupid thing? You don't have to do this anymore. If you don't respect the flag or if you don't like the country or whatever it is, just go into the locker room. Just go into the locker room. I think in many respects, that's worse. Isn't that worse than not standing? You know? I think that's worse. So they say, go into the locker room. It's okay, the anthem's getting ready to play. They run into the locker room. Then they come back out. You know what? It doesn't play. I actually think in many ways it's worse. I heard this thing. They were so happy, the owners. This commissioner, where this guy comes from, I have no idea. They're paying him $40 million a year. And their ratings are down 20%. But you know why the ratings are down? Yes, the flag. But they're also down because people find politics. In other words, hitting Trump incorrectly, but hitting Trump, they find that to be much tougher, meaner, and more interesting than watching a football game. They actually do. And they're watching the cable networks instead of watching football. They're down 20% since this whole thing started with the flag and the anthem.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.